Okay, John, 40 years ago, it would have been hard to imagine this scene in presidential politics.
Although we weren't able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time, thanks to you, it's got about 18 million cracks in it.
That, of course, is now Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, back when she was conceding the Democratic nomination for president to Barack Obama. Now, for many people, that race was a bellwether of just how far women have come in the decades since the 70s. But while women have made inroads into traditionally male enclaves like politics, law, medicine, are we happier?
You think Hillary's not happy being Secretary of State?
I think she probably is happy being Secretary of State. Absolutely. But, you know, when you look at women as a whole, there's a paper published this week by the National Bureau of Economic Research that says that most women say no.
They're not happier.
Well, I think we're going to find out more. Think of it as a new gender gap, right?
Okay.
I have my own take on this. But before we even go there, John, I think we should talk to the co-authors of this paper we're talking about, The Paradox of Declining Female Happiness. We have Justin Wolfers and Betsy Stevenson on the line. They're both professors at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. And good morning to you both. Professor Wolfers, I want to start with you. Can you give us a quick snapshot of what The Paradox of Declining Female Happiness is?
Sure. We've been looking at large-scale statistical surveys of the American population over the past 35 years, where they just ask people, taking all things considered, how happy would you say you are? You go back 30, 35 years ago, and women were likely to say they were happier than men. Over the ensuing period, despite the dramatic gains in that women have made in legal, political, economic life, women have become somewhat less happy and men have become somewhat happier. And today, men are, if anything, slightly happier than women.
Professor Stevenson, Betsy Stevenson, can you explain to me how exactly anyone measures happiness? I mean, maybe people just feel freer to be more blunt about the fact that they're facing a lot of stress.
Sure. Well, first of all, I should say it's absolutely the case that what we could be finding is simply that women are being freer and more honest about their feelings, and that explains why they were saying they were so darn happy in the 70s, and as they've become more honest about their feelings, what we're seeing is a decline in happiness. But let me tell you how we measure it. There's a series of questions that are asked that often fall under the rubric of subjective well-being. So questions that I either ask, taken all things together, would you say that you are very happy, pretty happy, not too happy, or sometimes more broader and more evaluative, how would you, asking questions about life satisfaction, say on a scale from 1 to 10. And what we've done is, because we've looked at a number of surveys, we've looked at many different ways of asking these questions about happiness, about life satisfaction, we're finding the same thing regardless of the type of question that we use. And these questions have been validated by psychologists as being quite correlated with more objective measures of happiness.
It just strikes me that this is a study that can be easily pulled into any sort of direction.
Although she's saying it does correlate, that over time it does correlate, that the trend seems to be pretty solid regardless of how you ask the question.
But even the way we've been talking about it this morning, women make more gains, they're less happy.
Absolutely. So you won't be surprised to hear Rush Limbaugh's interpretation of this, right?
Oh, wait. Hang on. Let me see if I can figure that one out. Go ahead, Professor.
Yeah, I think you probably figured it out. So, Rush Limbaugh says this proves the women's movement was a mistake. Catherine, it sounds like your interpretation is this tells us that there's difficulties in measuring happiness through time, and maybe that's the right way of thinking about it. A different story might be that through time, women have started to compare themselves to someone different. 30 years ago, you'd compare yourself to the bored housewife next door. Today, the woman in the corner office.
Well, the most disturbing thing to me is that anyone claimed they were happy back in the 70s, but that's a whole other story.
Well, I also think I can't help but hear a chorus of all of my women friends going, less happy? Yeah, I'm doing two jobs at once. I'm trying to figure a lot of things out. Why would I be happy? And by the way, what's happiness anyway? Maybe they're content, but they're not happy.
Well, I think you've really pointed to something that might be a big factor here, which is that women are trying to excel in many different domains of their life now. One of the things we find is that in the earlier period in the 70s, overall happiness was more correlated with your marital happiness than it is today. And I think the reason for that is not that marriage matters less, but that other things matter more and than they used to. And so, you know, it's very difficult if you're trying, if your life is now about being satisfied in your job, being satisfied with your family, being satisfied with your role in the community, it's more difficult to hit, you know, 100% in all of those domains. And that might lead us to see women telling us that they're less happy.
All right. I have to ask, because I know that in so-called real life, the two of you are a couple. You must have interesting discussions about happiness in the wake of this research.
Very much so. So you mentioned two interpretations of our research. One is that it's a statistical artifact, and the other is that something's happened to make women less happy. You can guess in our own relationship which one of us takes which view as to what it is that's going on.
I would like to hear that.
So I absolutely feel that women's lives are better, and that women will... We've actually looked at surveys where women are asked, would you rather be a woman today or a woman 30 or 40 years ago? And women overwhelmingly say they'd rather be a woman today. I don't think this is based on some false illusion about how good things are. I think women like the choices and options they have today. And I don't think anybody wants to see us moving backwards. And, you know, one thing I point to is that, you know, one thing that might be going on is we haven't actually hit equality. Hillary didn't actually win. And people might be more frustrated today about the losses because we have higher expectations. And so even though, you know, for example, a woman working in a male-dominated field might not face sexual harassment every day the way she might have in the 1970s, being sexually harassed, say, you know, at all might drive tremendous amounts of frustration and anger because we expect to be a world that's free from that.
All right.
Another way of thinking about this is, why don't we contrast how Hillary Clinton feels about the world with how Geraldine Ferraro did?
Interesting.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to leave
that
it there.
That is interesting.
But thank you so much. That is Justin Wolfers and Betsy Stevenson. They're both professors in public policy at
that
the University
in the whole marital
of
thing, too. That's huge. I'm going to think about that the whole rest of the morning. Thanks, guys.
Ooh, wow.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.